You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. And today, I happen to have a very special guest because we really wanted to talk a lot about how more and more people are starting to try to treat themselves a little better, especially with the pandemic and COVID-19 and everything that we're all going through. We're seeing more and more people trying to focus in on self-care. And who better to talk about that than our fabulous nurse, Sarah Cole, who's here at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery and does a lot of different things. But the most important thing that I think that she's really brought to the practice is the sense that everyone from all walks of life can really indulge themselves in trying to treat themselves better for the entirety of their life, from young girls that are coming in that just really want to get started with certain things all the way up through the ages. So Sarah, hi, how you doing?
Hi, hello everyone.
So Sarah, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about was, what are you seeing that's new and innovative that you're starting to do on the patients, especially with this whole theme of self-care and self-love?
Mm-hmm. You know what, Dr. Davis? Honestly, I am seeing a lot of patients that are interested in being a little bit more holistic with their practices and trying and dabbling in the PRP department, which is platelet-rich plasma. I draw your own blood, I spin it, and there's so many different things that we can do with it.
Tell me a little bit about the areas that are most common for what we do in plastic surgery and cosmetic surgery. What are the uses that you're seeing most for PRP?
I would say maybe the number one for right now is hair growth and restoration. That being said, I'm seeing a lot of males and females that are coming in with some female and male pattern baldness. However, it's also like a deep conditioning treatment. I get a lot of young people that come in and I do some PRP injections into their scalp. It just makes their hair flowier, shinier, healthier. It helps it grow longer. It's almost like the world's best vitamin placed right into your scalp area.
And I think more and more in the literature, I'm noting that people are doing this, just as you said, not just for like a conditioning treatment, but if you can think of it, that's kind of what we're doing when we inject it into people's skin, when we're doing like a microneedling supported with some PRP. It's like kind of boosting their own stem cells and their own skin cells to look more refreshed and youthful. And I guess that's exactly what you're seeing with the hair.
Absolutely. And then I would say next, I'm doing a ton of those micro droplet facials that I use your own PRP, your platelet-rich plasma, put a little Botox in there, a little hyaluronic acid, some anti-aging serums. I mean, it's like the best facial on steroids that I could ever deliver into your skin. So it's really tightening things, plumping things, just giving you an overall glow and dewy look. It's absolutely fabulous.
I think that's probably one of the coolest ways of getting all of those beautiful little things that you can put into your skin done in the most like non-traumatic way, is just with that really tiny little application of these micro droplets into your skin. And have you done some of those, not only just on the face and neck, but on like the décolleté, like on the chest area?
Absolutely. It can really go anywhere. Your booty skin, make it nice and tight looking and beautiful. Your décolleté, any area that bothers you a little bit, it helps even reduce any blemishes. There's really no downtime. You leave the office not even looking like you had anything done. And it continues to work over the course of the next several weeks. So you really reap the benefits for a while.
Yeah, I really, really like that a lot. So one of the newer areas that we've started to get involved in is something that's been talked about, I guess, in the literature and also just in the cosmetic surgery, procedure world, is doing other things with the PRP. So Sarah, tell us some of the things now that we're branching into with this PRP.
Sure. Well, he's talking about the O-Shot, ladies. You know, this is what's happening. It's an amazing treatment. No downtime, doesn't hurt. We're putting a little bit of your own stem cells right around those important areas down below. And we're really stimulating some tissue growth, making you, you know, reach that magic O a lot faster, a lot more intense. It's helping with any urinary incontinence. It's helping stimulate growth in the actual vaginal area. You know, just making things look a little bit more youthful from before you started having children or before you started aging just a little bit, and really making things look a little nicer.
So for everyone that's listening, Sarah, when would somebody actually feel that that treatment, let's say you had it done today, when would people normally say that they're seeing a response to that O-Shot?
So you can go home that day. And you can try it out for yourself and see if it's working. And it really works. However, of course, they're taking into consideration your medical history and things that are going on. And of course, I would do a thorough consultation. But some women notice a major improvement but want additional improvement. And at that time, we would consider doing a potential second treatment or third treatment. But really, it's a one and done deal. For most patients, lasts about 18 months, according to all the research studies. And quite honestly, there's really no age limit. As an adult, you come in, you could be on the younger side, but just for some reason, haven't been experiencing that sexual satisfaction that you planned on. And the O-Shot really helps you get there. For the women that have had children, just need a little bit more help. They're not feeling things the way that they used to. You know, we're using your own PRP to help you get there. So the PRP is really just, you know, a very natural way of just enhancing things a little bit.
And I think the thing that most people get most interested in with this is that we're really not injecting anything that's not coming from your own bloodstream. So the way we do it here is that we very elegantly draw your own blood. We use a special kind of a centrifuge to spin it down, and then it separates the blood products, and we're really using the blood products that would be necessary to like see growth, stimulation in all the areas. You know, in orthopedics, it's been used for years for other things, but it is a really fascinating part of what we're trying to do here, and it's kind of like trying to incorporate using a very holistic approach to getting you to feel better about yourself. And then I think knowing that you're actually incorporating your own growth factors and your own products from your own body to make this happen is kind of an interesting concept right there.
Mm-hmm. And the nice thing is that it really doesn't hurt. We put a little bit of numbing cream on there. There's really nothing that happens after that you would need to be concerned about. The area might just be a little bit tender for a couple of hours, but then you might bounce right back and, you know, everything's back to normal. So it's a quick in and out type of procedure.
Sarah, somebody that's coming in to get PRP, let's say, for their hair, could we at the same time do this PRP treatment for their O-Shot as well?
I think it would depend on the patient. If we need every last drop of that PRP for their hair to get the maximum growth, I think that we should evaluate it at that time. However, if a younger person is coming in, they just want to do almost a deep conditioning treatment for their hair with their PRP. Hair loss is not a major factor for them. Of course, we can divvy it up. We can put a little bit of it in your nasolabial folds. We can put a little bit in your under eye area. There, you know, grow your eyebrows a little bit with it. The thing with PRP is that it's really limitless with what we can do with it. So if you set up a consultation to even discuss what your personal goals are, we can absolutely make the most of whatever little drop of PRP we have and do whatever you would like to do with it, essentially.
So in the literature, when we talk about doing PRP for hair growth, we know that there's this cycle of events that we have to do. And we have them come back every month for 3 months, and then we have like a booster effect. Do you feel that we would be doing something like that as well, let's say for someone that really wants to improve their skin quality overall, or someone that really may have urinary incontinence, maybe somebody that's experiencing some other needs of the PRP. Do you see us trying to like put this together in a way so that it is almost like you're on a schedule, like we do with our hair restoration patients? We have them on a schedule. Could you see moving forward where we would almost start to do that with skin and maybe then in the whole vaginal area?
Absolutely. I have several patients that come in for their PRP hair treatment. And at the same time, when we're finished, I give them a really nice relaxing PRP facial, the micro droplet facial with the Botox, or just a regular PRP facial. As far as the O-shot is concerned, the results really should last for well over a year. I think that, you know, we can always check in and see how things are feeling. If at that time you want a little bit extra incorporated, we can absolutely do that too. The nice thing is that here at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery, we really tailor every treatment specifically to you. So it's not very cookie cutter. We take the time to find out exactly what it is you need, and we'll address it at every consultation.
And I think that's really so important. I'm happy you mentioned that because, you know, a lot of patients now are really following people on Instagram and they're watching different like sites to understand different things about cosmetic procedures. And one thing that I know that's very, very important, and I try to make sure that everybody understands this on every podcast, you really want to make sure that you are a good candidate for whatever you seem to be looking up on the internet, because we have so many patients that come in and like they are already convinced that they need X treatment, but they're not really discerning enough about who they may be themselves. And we really need to take the time, Sarah and I both really spend the time to make sure that you're a good candidate for the thing that you may be so excited about. It just may not be for you. And that's the beauty of things at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. And maybe wherever you go for your plastic surgery or cosmetic surgery needs or wants should be, you know, go to a place that has options available, because even though you may really want something, if you're not a good candidate for it, there should be other options available. And that's why one of the things that Sarah was saying was, you know, using this PRP to place in the dark circles underneath your eyes, to place it potentially in the nasolabial folds of your face, the smile lines. We've had so many patients that have asked for those things, and I think they may be under the misconception that if they did that, that would be the solution for all the problems. Like magically, they would have more volume in those areas, or magically things would go away. And sometimes you really do need to blend that with some other products, some other fillers. Maybe we need to incorporate a laser treatment. So that's why it really is important to understand what one thing's doing and what maybe something else may need to do to get that result that you're looking for.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I think PRP with its stem cell stimulating qualities and tissue growth is a wonderful preventative, especially for younger people that are coming in looking to get filler. Sometimes all it takes is a little bit of PRP to kind of get things going instead of venturing into filler quite yet. So we tailor everything, like I said, individually to each patient, but it is nice to be able to have so many different options in our toolbox when we're treating you. It, you know, we just, everything is, you know, unlimited here. So it's very, very nice.
So to wrap all this up, Sarah, how would you say, I love the way you talk about self-care. Tell everybody the way you were speaking about self-care.
Sure. Well, first of all, I am a true believer in self-care and self-love all year round. You know, it is February currently, and everything is about romance and love, and let's not forget about ourselves. But it's so important to just kind of look into yourself and really decide, you know, am I stressed out? You know, do I need a little TLC? What do I need to do to just kind of relax a little bit? And now's the perfect time, especially with the hard year that we've had. And I feel like everyone needs to take a step back and just pamper themselves a little bit. So this is really the perfect time to even just start asking questions, reach out to us, find out what your options are, set up a consultation, find a little bit more out about the O-shot. You know, it's okay to be curious. It's okay to love yourself. It's okay to really just take care of yourself because, you know, you're the most important person there is.
I think she just summed it all up. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. I'll be speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.